On the 3rd of September, I raised the findings of the review into the provisions of gynaecology services in Letterkenny University Hospital with Minister Eamon Ryan during leaders' questions. The report was commissioned after a hard-fought battle by patients and by their families. Patients who had suffered delays in diagnosis and treatment with devastating consequences for them and for their families. Family members such as Dr. Margaret McMahon, who lost her sister. As I said in September, campaigners such as Margaret deserve praise and recognition for their tenacity and their determination. The review found that of the 133 cases of endometrial cancer over a 10-year period in Letterkenny University Hospital, one in three women experienced a delay in diagnosis. One in five women suffered serious consequences as a result. A number of these women have since passed away, some as a result of the delay in diagnosis. The review uncovered a litany of failures which had devastating impact and consequences for these women. In September, I put some of the findings of the review on the Dáil record, and I wish to do so again. It said, "It is clear that the experience for these women and the service provided to them was unsatisfactory. All cases, in one form or another, are typified by delay, delay from urgent GP referral to gynaecology outpatient appointment, from gynaecology outpatient appointment to diagnostics, and from diagnostics to intervention." In Taoiseach, today we learn that things have gone from bad to worse. A further three cases of delayed diagnosis have come to light in Letterkenny University Hospital, bringing the total number now to 41. And this begs the question as to how many more delayed diagnoses are we unaware of. It's simply not acceptable under any circumstances, and the families are rightly demanding answers. Gwyd tri chesur yn yr omolus yn diagnosis. Tri fres yn ywch wesyr te te cestiw yn mwynin agos yn trost te acw y sierfys i gynioliaeth agos yn hospital litr canning. Ta ogla ogla yr ar mwyrha agos yr ar nyrifra. Ys lir gyr hyp ar sylte agos yr ar rins slantio o hiw na mre sio a hasynt. Nia sio maigilor agos cahi yn wyltys griwyw ar sio loichra. It's reported in the Donegal News today that many of these families of those who have passed away as a result of this are disgusted with the individual reports received from Saolta into their care. Several families have come forward, and some of them have been in contact with myself, to say that reports that they have received are inaccurate and lack accountability. The Saolta group responsible for these services at Letterkenny University Hospital has a lot to answer for. The review itself criticised the fact that during the very time that Dr Price was carrying out his audit, his review, Saolta management, without his knowledge, decided that they, in their wisdom, would carry out their own audit of the same files. What does that say to the families? It doesn't exactly inspire confidence in Saolta's handling of all of this. This requires government intervention, and it requires government action. In September, I raised this issue with Minister Ryan, as I said, and was told that this would be followed up on. So I want the Taoiseach to tell me what action, if any, has been taken by government over the past 2.5 months. I specifically asked at that time that the recommendations of the review were acted on and fully implemented. This hasn't happened. I asked for a review going wider than endometrial cancer in Letterkenny University Hospital. That hasn't happened. I asked that the government would consider the independent panel's recommendation for a full audit to be carried out throughout the state to ensure that Letterkenny is not an outlier. There is no evidence that that has happened either. So today I'm asking you, and I'm particularly asking you, of the families of those women who have passed away as a result of the failure of their treatment in Letterkenny University Hospital, to give this the priority it deserves, because the women of Donegal, and indeed their families, deserve nothing less.
Thanks very much, and I want to thank Deputy Doherty for raising this very serious issue, which is the review of gynae services in Letterkenny University Hospital, where women experienced delayed diagnoses and obviously as a result of that, in some cases, didn't get the treatment that they should have got as soon as they got it. And I want to express my deep sorrow to any of the women affected, and also to any of their families and friends who have faced an adverse outcome because of all of this. I'm a little bit of a disadvantage in answering the question in that I haven't been briefed about this recently or in a very long time, so I don't want to give an answer on a very sensitive matter and for it to turn out to be wrong. But as the deputy said, the Saolta Group is in charge of the hospitals in that region, in the west of Ireland and Donegal as well, and carried out individual reports into the different cases. And I understand from what the deputy says that some women and families were unhappy with the individual reports they received. In terms of the actions in the past 2 months, I'm not able to answer that, I'm afraid, Deputy. At the moment, I'm just not up to date on this. But there is a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on Health this afternoon, and I'll have a chance to see Mr. Donnelly then, and I'll let him know that you raised it here in the Dáil, that it is a serious matter, and I'm sure he'll want to respond to you directly.
Thank you, Tánaiste. Deputy Doherty.
Thank you, Tánaiste, for your response, and I appreciate that you maybe not be fully up to speed with the independent review that was published in August, and their recommendations that there is a statewide review in relation to this to make sure that Letterkenny isn't an outlier. But also, if you read that, and I would ask you, not only as Tánaiste but as a GP, to read that report, because it is absolutely shocking. And people lost their lives. You know that endometrial cancer, if detected and treated in a proper time, isn't life-threatened, isn't life-ending. But in this scenario, in these cases, and it is clear from the review, and LUH and CLT accept this, that women lost their lives directly as a consequence of the failure of the treatment in that hospital. But not only that, the numbers are staggering. 41 out of 130 cases were delayed diagnosis. One in five of them, over 25, 26, had serious consequences to their health. Some of that consequences were the loss of their life. The report is, what Saolta have done has been flawed, and what the hospital has done has been flawed from the very start. There was a review in 2018 by the National Treatment Purchase Fund. They made 10 recommendations.
Thank you, Debbie.
There was no evidence that any of the recommendations were implemented. There is a lack now of confidence in relation to this service, and that's why there is a demand for a proper independent review into this and to widen it out beyond endometrial cancer. So I'm asking you to take a personal interest in this as well as talking to the Minister.
Thanks, Deputy. I will. I'll do that, and I'll read the independent review. And I think when we do find that there are failings or shortcomings in any particular hospital, it is important to apply that nationwide, because it's wrong to assume that if things are going wrong in one hospital, well, then it must be all okay everywhere else. That would be, we've learned too many times in the past that where failings are identified in a particular hospital or a particular service, that it isn't particular to that service, that it's actually a more widespread problem. So, you know, we've seen that with other reports in the past. So, as well as raising it with the Minister for Health this afternoon when I see him at the Cabinet Subcommittee, I will take it upon myself to read that report and try to understand it better.